give or take, you have cornmeal and pour up the salt and water.
Okay, like you put the food in your mouth, then you do what to it? Did you ever take, you know, cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way? Like you'd boil it and with salt and water and eat it?
No.
You never did?
No.
Well, do you know anybody that has down here?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what they call mush, I guess. Is, you like, would you... You like, is that mush to you?
Yeah, now I'm on, we have fixed it. If you're kind of sick and can't, you know, you just don't want, you can't eat just anything, you know. Make you a little, take a little of that meal and put it, well, I love to have a little meat of some sort in there. And add that meal, and I always add just a little onion. And it's good soup. I
had
forgotten that.
And what is that called? What do you call that?
Well, like you say, it's mush.
It's mush?
Yes. It's, you don't have it too thick. You can use a spoon, you know.
But, like, you use, like, you give that to babies maybe sometimes,
yeah.
too?
Mm-hmm.
Babies?
Grown-ups, too.
Yeah, like when they're sick sometimes?
Yeah,
grown-ups, when they can't hold something on their stomach.
And cold weather is a good time to eat, to fix a meat, too. Just once while you're sad, well, I'm going to want to fix something.
Hmm.
Tastes pretty good if you're just doctored up a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
In other words, flavor.
What do you call that thing outside?
Pure old meal would be good.
Yeah. You know, like, what do you call, you know, dark greens and beans in general? You know, like, what are they called as a class of things?
It's just vegetables.
Just vegetables?
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you call that thing outside you back behind your house where these beans and your turnips grow?
That's
a garden. Mm-hmm. Do you only grow vegetables in a garden, or do you grow, like, maybe something else?
Well, you can grow fruit out there, berries, like strawberries, things like that in your garden.
Do you ever you grow onions?
Oh, yeah.
Are there different types of onions?
You got your nest onions, which comes in a little cluster, and you got your regular Bermuda onions, I believe they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we grow them most every spring.
Well, what do those onions have little green stalks on them?
They all have that.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They come on up and make that stalk.
Oh, well, you know, like, I've seen onions sometime that, well, you know, like you buy them at the market and they're bunched together?
Yeah.
You know, like, what are those onions called?
Well, do they have the green stalk?
Yeah, they still have the green stalk and the white on the bottom.
They're fresh,
and they're real small.
They're fresh onions, is all right, okay. They probably pulled them, you know, pulled them up before they got grown, because you have to get gone, that stalk will kind of get tough. But, you know, that's also good to put in your mush, too, some of that green.
You know, like, I've seen some onions that are, you know, big onions like this, like, I guess the Bermuda onions.
Yeah.
And then they have the real small ones that you eat sometime, and, you know, like, those are just small Bermuda onions?
That's all.
I didn't know that. I thought they were something else.
I guess there are other names of onions, but Bermuda's what we usually use.
Yeah.
You can get the red and the, white. They call it red, but it's nothing but a little darker than the white. And it's a little stronger, too, than the white.
You know, what's that food that you eat in the morning sometimes along with eggs and bacon, but it's sort of like a cereal, but it's warm.
Grits.
Yeah.
I have them every morning.
And that's made from what?
Grits.
It's made, what is that?
Well,
where does it come from?
Corn. It comes from your corn.
Well, what part of the corn? Is there a certain part of the corn that they...
No, it's just ground, not fine.
Mm. Yeah, they let the corn dry? And
it has to be dry.
All dry.
You can even make meal.
Oh, mm-hmm.